today, and I'm not gonna eat today, and I'm not gonna eat tomorrow, 'cause I'm gonna be a supermodel. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Welcome to Downtempo Plus Pastime, an exploration of downtempo music and its influences. I'm your host, Diego, and welcome to episode 26 of the show. For this episode, I'm going to be playing tracks that have a sunny feel to them. Yeah, I know it's a little bit of bad timing with it being a cloudy day today, but whatever. So yeah, if this is your first time tuning in, this show is an exploration of two musical movements. We'll be exploring downtempo music, a subgenre of electronic music that consists of slower, more relaxing ambient beats. We will also be looking at the earlier music that has acted as an influence to downtempo. Stuff like jazz fusion, jazz funk, R&B, library music, stuff like that. So yeah, feel free to sit back and de-stress. And before we get started, here is a quick PSA.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Okay, so for our first track of this episode, we have The Mighty Bop's Life, released in 2000 on the album Spin My Hits. And then, moving back to 1976, we have Calchater's Amazonas, released on the album of the same name. So without further ado, let's get started. Thank you. For our next two tracks, we're starting off with Summer Night by Vanilla, released in 2020 on the album Into the Dream. And then moving back to 1974, we have Cool and the Gang, Summer Badness, released on the album Light of Worlds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, starting off our next two tracks, we have Paul Hardcastle's Peace on Earth, released in 1996 on the album Hardcastle 2. Then moving back to 1979, we have Stan Getz's Summer Poem, released on the album Children of the World. To start off our next two tracks, we have S-Tone Inc.'s Some Kind of Nostalgia, released on the album Free Spirit in 1999. Then moving back to 1976, we have Roy Ayers' Ubiquity, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, released on the album of the same name.
I knew these people. These two people. With each other, and together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. They didn't much care for anything else, because all they wanted to do was be with each other.
We'll be right back. sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Folks get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 My life, my life, my life, my life, and the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
For the next two tracks, we're starting off with Nine Lazy Nine Summer, released on the album Paradise Blown in 1994. Then moving back to 1975, we have Johnny Hammond's Can't We Smile, released on his album Gears. For our final track of the day, we have The Other People Places' Sun Rays, released on the album Lifestyles of the Laptop Cafe in 2001. And yes, as this is the last track of this episode, and actually possibly the last episode of this show too this semester, I would just like to thank all of you for tuning into this show. Have a great Monday and a great rest of the week too.